Now, we have here a design of the word in verse 25. He says here, but whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth in it, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Now, notice it's not word, doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. And the thee ought not to be there. It's just the doer of work, if you please. Now, here's the design of the word. The thing of it is, the mirror would be down on the ground, and that day you'd have to stoop down. Means you need an humble mind and the perfect law of liberty. And this is not the Mosaic law, it's the law of grace. And we're going to be talking about that. James does not talk about law here in the way Paul did. When Paul talks about law, it's the Mosaic law. When James talks about it, it's the law of faith, because there is the law of faith also. There's love and law in the Old Testament, and there's law and love in the New Testament. If the Son make you free, ye shall be free indeed. But wait a minute. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He also said, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law. What law? His law. And John says in his first epistle, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. When you're driving down the freeway and it's loaded with traffic, also that freeway's loaded with laws. And if you want to have freedom to drive down that, you sure better obey the laws or you'll be in trouble. Now there's liberty in Christ, and it's the only true freedom. You can be sure of one thing, that when you're in Christ, you're going to obey him. His laws are not hard. They're not rigorous. And because you're a child of God, your freedom doesn't entitle you to break the Ten Commandments. The laws are for the weak. The laws were given to the natural man. But now there are laws for the child of God. And that's very important, by the way. Now, honest citizens do not need the law. Now, I don't know about you, but I do not know one half of the laws of this state in which I live. I'll tell you this, every shyster lawyer does, and you know why? Because he's seeking loopholes to break those laws. So that God has been calling his children to a higher level, and the child of God has a spiritual spontaneity, a high and lofty motive, an inspiration of God. The believer does not want to murder. He lives above the law. He's now motivated by the love of the Savior, and he wants to obey him. Now, the more we read and study the Word, we'll learn, and then we'll love, and then we're going to live. And joy fills and floods the soul. We're not like a galley slave whipped and chained to a bench and doing that which we do not want to do. Does God ask the unsaved to be a doer of the word? Well, yes, this word. Then said he unto this man that came, what shall I do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said unto him, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. In other words, today you and I may not need to know the laws of our state, all of them, or of this country for that matter, but we certainly do need to know the Word of God if we're to live for him. And I don't agree with that popular song today that, I don't know whether it's rock or not, but it's modern music. It says you don't need to understand, you just need to hold his hand. Well, my friend, you do need to understand. You're not apt to be holding his hand unless you do understand. My feeling is that there are too many folk that are too ignorant of the Word of God. It's no disgrace to be ignorant. I don't know about you. I was born ignorant. I didn't even know A from B when I was born. Couldn't even talk. Couldn't even walk. I was in bad shape. But I didn't stay in that shape. And you didn't either. Today, it's no disgrace to be ignorant. It's a disgrace to stay ignorant for a child of God. And that is what he's talking about here.